Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 14th of October, The Seed and Substance of New Creation. All the children who comprise the new nation or kingdom of humanity that belongs to God come from the family of Abraham and Sarah. Accordingly, we are instructed by the prophet Isaiah, who said, "Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you, for I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him." In this statement, we are first directed by Isaiah to look to Christ the rock, for we become the children of Abraham when we come into Christ. Explaining this point, Paul said, "If you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." This is because Jesus was the seed and substance of the promise that was made to Abraham. In fact, Paul said, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made." He does not say, "and to seeds as of many," but as of one, "and to your seed, who is Christ." Christ became the seed of this new humanity when he came in the flesh, proceeding from Abraham and Sarah, and from David when he was born of the Virgin Mary. Jesus' earthly ministry commenced when John the Baptist baptized him in the Jordan River. At this time, the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus as a dove. This anointing of the Spirit consecrated his physical body as the temple in which the Father's will would be accomplished. Significantly, this anointing guaranteed his resurrection. Jesus himself testified, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Concerning this statement, the Apostle John explained that Jesus was talking about the temple of his body, which had been sealed by the Spirit. The references used in today's devotions are Isaiah chapter 51 verses 1 and 2, Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, Galatians chapter 3 verse 16, Luke chapter 3 verse 22, John chapter 2 verse 19, and John chapter 2 verse 21. For further study, John chapter 3.